107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's hockey. In fact, it's a showcase this weekend. Casey Kenney, the voice of the Stratford Warriors, joins us with details. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
So we got a very special showcase that's happening this weekend. We'll talk about that. But first off, let's talk about the home-and-home series that was last weekend.
Yeah, and what a series it was. What a great start to the 2023-24 season for the Stratford Warriors. They opened it up with a 5-3 victory in their home opener on Friday night against the List of All Cyclones, the Battle of Perth County. And then on Saturday night, a very hard-fought game as well. Ended up losing it in overtime. Stratford did by a score of 4-3, but got a shorthanded goal to tie it up. It was very exciting right to the end. You didn't have to wait too long to get any overtime in the regular season. So, you know, talking to assistant coach Dave Schlitt earlier this week, he was saying, you know, that they were hoping for a sweep, or sorry, hoping for a split of the games.
Okay.
They were hoping to take one. And, you know, I mean, obviously you'd like to win both, but if they could get one, they were going to be happy. So he said, you know, to get the point, to get the extra point, to get 3 out of 4 is great.
Yeah,
they would have liked, of course, that fourth point, but they are very happy with how things are going, considering they have so many new players on the team and that they're still gelling.
Yeah, and you've been talking about how Listowel is looking like a good, tough team this year.
Listowel is looking like a very strong team for sure. Again, talking to Dave Schlitten, he told me, last season, if you remember Stratford, they had an older team. A lot of veterans were either 20 or 19, stronger team. He says Listowel's a lot like that this season. You know, they have guys that are in that age group. They've built themselves up. So I think they're looking to go and have a good, successful playoff run when they get there eventually. So yeah, they're a strong team for sure. So they're definitely going to be one to keep an eye on.
All right, it's
going to
be a great season. But we've got a very special showcase that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So the GOJHL, the league that Stratford plays, and obviously, they do a showcase every season. Usually, it seems like it was a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the second weekend of the regular season, I wouldn't say, but this year it is. So Stratford and all the teams, in fact, in the league are making the trip to Elmira, where they will play 2 games against teams from other conferences.
Okay.
So they won't play Stratford's in the Midwest. They won't play opponents in the Midwest. Tonight, they get going against the Fort Erie Meteors, who are in the Golden Horseshoe. They'll play that team. And then tomorrow night, they play the London Nationals, so that's a team in the Western Conference. So Stratford saw Fort Erie twice in the preseason, so they do have some familiarity there with them. London they haven't seen, so it should be two good games for sure.
Yeah, now from your vantage point with something like this GOJHL showcase, how cool is this that, you know, you got a team like Stratford taking on teams not necessarily from their Midwestern Conference?
I love it. I mean, any time that I get to see teams from other conferences or kind of learn about the other conferences and how they play, I'm all for it. You know, so it's very exciting for sure.
Keeps you on your toes, I bet.
It does keep me on my toes for sure. Yeah. Last night, I was doing my prep and going over and, you know, getting ready and kind of learning about the team and whatnot. But, you know, there's nothing I'd rather be doing. So, it's for me, it's a passion and I love it. So, I'm lucky to be able to do it for sure.
All right. So, again, all these teams will be in Elmira this
weekend.
Yeah,
all of them. Wow. Yeah. In the hockey goes, like, it starts at, like, this morning at 9 o'clock is the first game, 9 a.m. I think St. Mary's has their game at 10:30 this morning. And they'll play until like 8 o'clock tonight. So it goes for a couple of days. It goes for today, tomorrow, and then Sunday. So if you're looking for a hockey fix and want to see some great Junior B action, I mean, Elmira is the place to be this weekend for sure.
You get your money's worth in Elmira this weekend. Right. Now, I don't imagine, will these games be broadcast in terms of the online or not?
Yes, they will.
Oh, they will be.
They
okay.
will be broadcast. Yes, for sure. So we will have both games live on StratfordWarriors.hockey. Tonight's a 7:30 opening face-off. So we'll have 7:25 pregame show. And then tomorrow night is an 8 o'clock opening face-off, so we'll have a 7:55 pregame. But certainly you can catch them both live on Stratford Warriors Hockey.
Wow, that's a unique opportunity to enjoy the showcase.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, for sure. It's funny, like, tonight in Elmira, they have two different rinks. One is set up and has a broadcast booth. One doesn't have a broadcast booth, so it's interesting to try to find, like, a vantage point to be able to set up to call the game from. So we have one, luckily. The people in Elmira have been great working with us. But, yeah, tonight I'm interested to see how it's going to go. But, it should be great for sure.
All right. Well, listen to the games online with the voice of the Stratford Warriors, Casey Kenney. Casey, thanks for the update and enjoy the showcase this weekend.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.